Now, continuing in South Australia, farmers in that state are still left waiting for the government to fulfill their drought relief deal. Sarah Richards reports.
Late last year, the federal government announced their Water for Fonda program. The $100 million was established to help deliver water to grow feed for drought-affected livestock in South Australia. But so far, only one quarter of the funding promised has been delivered. Chief Executive Officer for Livestock SA and South Australian Dairy Farmers Association, Andrew Curtis, says the deal was to help provide extra water for farmers.
So back in late last year, the federal government announced that they would doing a deal with the South Australian government whereby they could provide extra water for growing of fodder for livestock, through getting the South Australians to turn on their desalination plant. So that was the program. It was proposed that there be 40 gigalitres of water available in the 1920 financial year or irrigation year, and there'll be potentially another 60 gigalitres of water available for the 2021 year. There was a call for tenders which closed in early December. It was significantly oversubscribed, and the federal government or agencies have worked through the tenders and have allocated a certain amount of winning tenders with water.
Board member for the Agricultural Bureau of South Australia, Clem Fitzgerald, says the issue relates to the affordability and accessibility of water for farmers.
The irrigated farmers, their issue is more to do with the water availability. Not necessarily water availability, but water cost. The river's still got water in it, but being able to access it is another question.
Out of the thousands of applications for the Fonda program, only 800 were accepted. Mr. Fitzgerald also says some of the farmers felt the government were cherry-picking the applications.
So I can only speak on the terms of what other farmers have said to me on the river. And they felt it was a bit of a cherry-picking for an industry. Some of them felt that more water could be used in more effective terms or better use of water. At the time, fodder was hard to find. It seemed to be a bit of a, oh, here we are helping out sort of thing. So there was a bit of scepticism about it. Some of them looked at the program and found that it was very short time frame. You had to fill out forms and get it all going, and so they could have claimed back for, it was mainly for loosen growing or growing fodder. But they sort of were reluctant to do that because they're probably using their water allocation for other things. You know, the cost of water or buying in water is pretty horrendous unless you're going to make a good money out of it.
Mr. Curtis says despite the recent rain, the drought is still ongoing.
How bad the drought is, I recognise that just because there might be a few spots of rain in some areas, that doesn't mean, just because it's rained in Sydney or Melbourne doesn't mean that the drought's finished, and that we need the government to be alongside industry in working through the drought and supporting businesses to get up and going and local towns to get up and going once the drought finishes.
He also says despite the new program, the drought will still have an impact on the cost of produce.
Certainly the drought will have an impact because it's just cost a lot more to produce food. It's cost a lot more to produce milk, a lot more to produce meat, and a lot more to produce a lot of fruit and vegetables. So that's going to have an impact because the farmers can't do it for nothing. They have to cover their costs, and that has to be passed on.